That's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
This fall, the temperature may be dropping, but the Cooper Take the Money and Ride promotion is just heating up. From October 1st to October 31st, you can claim a Cooper Tires prepaid virtual account or card worth up to $100 when you buy a new set of four qualifying tires. Choose from great options like the long-lasting CS5 Grand Touring, the durable Discoverer AT3 family of tires, or many other reliable Cooper tires. Learn more at coopertires.com and stop by at Pendleton Tire, 906 South Mechanic Street.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with four on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Mickey Power here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get 3 rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with 3 convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Walt Deptula, Red Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The World. Let me tell you about my friends at Easley Lawn and Garden and the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers that's sweeping the nation. The principles come straight out of nature, the principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut the most minute amount and cut with incredible frequency. At the first month, you'll run it all the time. Costs like next to nothing to run. The technology is not only real, it works. It's just unbelievable. It goes up hills, down hills, around objects. And when it needs recharging, it takes itself back to the port, recharges, and then goes finishes. It can be cutting your lawn at like 2 a.m. No one will ever know your lawn's being cut. They'll just know you have the thickest, greenest lawn in the whole neighborhood, and people will think you made a deal with the devil because they'll be out there killing themselves, and no one's ever going to see you. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And that's the secret. The rest of us shock our grass when we cut it. And that's why it will never be thick or green. That's why the Husqvarna automatic robotic mower is the best way to cut your lawn. It comes in multiple sizes depending on the size of your lawn. They're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easy Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. Trust me, you will thank me later once you own yours. We've already had people who have bought it and just love it.
I saw a guy the other day. I remember I drove by this guy who's mowing his lawn, and he looked like he was about to pass out. And all I could think was, you need one of those things, dude.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Joe, I'm coming right back to you. Just a couple things quickly. Text says, I blame it all on Dana White. After the bus incident, zero respect for Dana White and the UFC. I agree. And then another text says, glad you said it. UFC is just like wrestling. McGregor's a self-promoter. He does all this crap to build his name and brand. It worked for him, too. Look how much money he's made and by doing what. Exactly right. Exactly right. You are 100% right. All right, back to Northland Communication phone lines and back to Joe and then William and Hiram. Joe, how are you?
Appreciate it, Walt. Just real quick about the South Carolina game. You know, obviously the rain made a difference. That was probably the difference in the game, to be quite honest. But
Hey, Joe. Missouri, it's called rain. I thought that it actually occurred in all of the states, but apparently, even though I've been to Missouri a number of times, apparently it doesn't rain in Missouri. Because, I mean, I'm not sure I've ever seen a team handle rain
worse
than Missouri handled it when that thing, I mean, because let's be honest, anybody who watched the first half of that game, it was really all Missouri. I mean, how you were down 9 or whatever you were, I mean, they were running at will. You couldn't run the ball. I mean, it looked to me, and I wrote this, like a 3-4 touchdown blowout. I mean, and then the rains came, and I mean, Missouri looked like some comedy cast. I mean, it looked like they were actually intentionally joking us or something.
Yeah, and that pick six, I was like, wow, he really tried to get that one.
Joe, he was doing his best Jay Cutler on that play. It was like, oh no, oh no, here comes the rush. The guy who was going to throw the screen to is laying on the ground. You know what? I'll just give it to South Carolina because that's what he did. I mean, I'm sorry. You throw that ball into the ground. I have no idea what Drew Locke was doing or thinking on that play.
First round draft pick, right?
After Saturday, I I've been relatively high on him. And I will say he didn't have his two top receivers. That didn't help him. But you have to be better and more sound in your decision making. And on Saturday, he reminded me of Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, I mean, well, Blaine Gabbert made a decent amount of money in the league. But just real quick, Walt, you know, where we're at right now, we need turnovers and we need to play clean football. And quite frankly, for the Texas A&M game, I'm taking my chances with Scarnecchia. You know, Bentley's not healthy, and was Scarnecchia perfect? There was two balls that could have been interceptions easily, but you know what? He didn't throw the interceptions, and he led our team down with 1 minute. I think it was a minute left, and we kicked a game-winning field goal. I think he can win. The coaches put him in bad situations. It was raining. The game was going sideways, and he still, you know, played like a fifth-year senior, a smart player. You know, I'm taking my chances with him versus Texas A&M. You know, if Bentley's healthy, I'm still thinking about starting him over Bentley, at least for this game, because, you know, at this point we're looking at 8-4, 9-3. If we can somehow beat Texas A&M, I don't know, you know, we'll find out. I think it gets easier a little bit before the Clemson game, because Tennessee's going to be a blowout. Sorry, Tennessee fans. And then you got UT Chattanooga, and Florida could go either way. I'm taking my chances with Skardecki at this point, but appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, I've been asked by a lot of South Carolina fans this on the text line. Look, I think Skardecki did what you want an experienced backup quarterback to do. He managed the game. He played with intelligence. And quite honestly, he made plays in the second half under the conditions that, Drew Locke didn't make, the NFL guy on the other side. I think he did a lot of good things to help South Carolina eke out a really important win. And I think you give him credit for that. And from the South Carolina standpoint, look, at the end of the day, they don't ask you how it happened or why it happened. It's just that it happened. And it was a big win. I mean, it was a big win. Make no mistake about it. It's a game that, as that game was developing, I didn't think South Carolina had any chance. It looked to me like they'd be run right off the field. Missouri was running at will, which with Drew Locke, that means how are you going to stop them? If they can run the ball with Locke's ability, how are you going to stop them? And the first half looked that way. I mean, I was astonished South Carolina was as close as they were at halftime, because judging by the first half I watched, I mean, that could have been a 3 or 4 touchdown game at the half. But Missouri found ways to shoot themselves in the foot over, cliche alert, over and over and over again. But you know what? That's not South Carolina's job. South Carolina's job isn't to make sure Missouri plays smart football. It's to take advantage when they don't. And that's part of who Missouri is. And unfortunately, you know, that's part of their DNA. They're a sort of a stupid team. And they played that way. And South Carolina used nature and found a way to take advantage of it. I mean, I'm not sure I've ever seen a team just fall apart under the rain like Missouri fell apart in that third quarter. I mean, it was like a comedy. I mean, I was watching it and thinking to myself, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, and when Locke on the screen pass just gave the ball to South Carolina, and you can tell me that, well, he anticipated the guy being there. You can tell me that all you want. The guy was already on the ground. I mean, it wasn't there. Not only was there all sorts of pressure on Locke, which is fine on the screen if you're going to get rid of the ball and your guy's going to get a clean release, but he was covered too. There was nowhere to go with that ball. You just have to throw the ball on the ground and live for another play. And Drew Locke has seen enough football that he's got to know better than that. And he didn't. And so it was a tremendous win for South Carolina, given all those circumstances. And you give them credit. You give them credit for finding a way to win that game with a backup quarterback. I still think that if Bentley's healthy, I think he gives you their best chance to win. I know he's had ups and downs. I get all that. I still think if he's healthy, he's a better player than Skarnecchia. Now, maybe he'll learn something from Skarnecchia. Maybe he'll learn not to put the ball at risk, because Bentley has been too turnover prone himself and needs to clean that up. He needs to clean that up. But if he's healthy, I think you go to Bentley. You know, as I said the other day, and I told people this at Twin Peaks who were there, listen, because people were like panicking over the backup quarterback situation. I wasn't, because, I said, even though I hadn't seen a lot of Skarnecchia, that you can often get by with a backup for one game. A guy who's been in the system a long time, you can often get by for a short time. That doesn't make him a long-term answer. I mean, there's a reason that Bentley was chosen the starter for all this time, other than his father's on the coaching staff. There is. I would expect that if Bentley's healthy, they'll go back to Bentley. William, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, William. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
I'll make it brief. I won't take up a whole segment on one conversation, I promise. But Clemson, hint, but Clemson did really good Saturday, dude. I want to say that first. But my buddy asked me, he says, they did real good, but how come Dabo didn't take his foot off the gas a little bit? It's like he was trying to bury their face in the mud. I said, I don't know why he did, but I'm sure he had his reason, and I'm sure Walt will tell you if you ask him. But anyway, one more thing about – I want to say something about Georgia, and then I'm going to get off here.
Yep.
I'm getting so tired of everybody talking about Georgia hadn't proven herself, dude. People don't realize this whole their starting roster, 68% of those are freshmen and sophomores, dude. I think they're doing pretty good myself. I'm not saying they're an elite team, but
Georgia's proven themselves to me. I saw them in the national championship game last year. I know that they had personnel losses from there, Roquan Smith, etc. Yeah. But I know the running game hasn't been quite what Georgia wants it to be. But if people are under the have the impression that Georgia is not a worthy conversation as a top four team, then they're watching different football than I am.
Absolutely, I agree. And if they're this good now, imagine in two or three years, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree. Imagine. Yeah, no. Georgia's going to be part of this conversation every year for the foreseeable future.
Well, anyway, brother, have a good day, and I appreciate you getting me in the show.
Thank you, William. Appreciate the call. As far as Dabo Swinney running up the score, people have complained early in the year that Dabo Swinney wasn't running up the score. And here's the thing. When your fourth string running back rushes for 160 yards or whatever, I don't know how people can say that he was running up the score. I mean, what do you want him to do? You want him to stop playing? I mean,
I would want them to score when they can score.
Well, I
don't understand that running up the score thing. Why can't they just score? It's not true.
That's what I'm saying. Clemson's starting All-American running back had 10 carries. He had 10 carries. He only played one play in the second half. They're playing the fourth string running back, at Lynn J. Dixon.
It's not Clemson's fault. Run him out there and say, don't score now while you're out there.
It's not Clemson's fault that their fourth string running back is better than your starters. That's not their fault. I mean, what do you want them to do? There's no choice involved in that. They weren't throwing the ball. They were handing it off. They rushed for 500 yards. I mean, they handed the ball off. I'm sorry. It's not Clemson's job to just fall down. You actually have to tackle somebody if you're Wake Forest. They didn't tackle anybody. That's not Clemson's fault. I mean, come on, man. It's just wakey, wakey. It's their four-string running back. So, William, I don't know who's saying that to you, but no offense, but they're just stupid. Let me tell you about Tim's Harley Davidson. Riding is a passion passed down through the generations. Tim's Harley Davidson knows about generations of passion. They'll show you open road freedom and what it's about. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, hear that iconic rumble. It's the 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's is a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion, ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley in Anderson. Go see Rocky and the Gang, family-oriented business. They've been in it for decades and decades, like the motorcycle version of George Coleman Ford. It's also like a museum. Some of the old bikes, all the old photographs, bring the family, go see them. And if you think you can't afford to get on a Harley, if you think that Harleys start at 30 grand, you're wrong. Trust me, go see Rocky and the Gang at Tim's Harley. Get back in the wind. You'll thank me later. Walt Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Tested right. Everything is Clemson's fault. Again, I don't know what you want him to do. I'm not sure what you want him to do. He's playing the four-string running back. It's not like they're chucking the ball all over. They're just handing it off. And you're not stopping them. I mean, they're telling you what's coming, and then they're handing the ball off, and they're still running for 500 yards or almost 500 yards. I'm sorry, that's your job to stop them. I mean, again, you can't expect a kid like Dixon, who hasn't had a chance to play really, when he gets into a game, to just fall down. Again, this might be a conversation if you're chucking the ball in the last quarter. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. Texas says, and that's another point. Hunter Renfro was in at quarterback at one point. So, what on earth would you want him to do? They did the opposite of running up the score. They tried to keep from beating Wake 100-0 because they could have beaten Wake 100-0. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck?
Motorcycle. Think outside the bed liner and line exit.
Call us today at Line X of Anderson.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 619788.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
With security awareness on the rise and so many companies to choose from, we ask ourselves, who has the best solutions? Well, Priority One Security does. For my home and family, I want a security company who is local, proven, supports my needs after the sale, and offers the best technology. That's why Priority One Security is the best and only choice. Visit Priority One Security today. Tell them Dabo sent you and receive $200 off one of their custom package options. Priority One Security. Serious security.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Welcome to
Hit the trifecta with Moe's new Three Amigos tacos. Start with corn tortillas, then carnitas, chicken, and steak. We finish them with fresh ingredients because it's one, two, three times a taco with the new Three Amigos tacos.
Welcome to Moe's!
Take a bowl and fill it with rice, beans, and other fresh ingredients like handcrafted guac, pico, and your choice of carnitas, chicken, or steak. Grab a fork or two, and you've got yourself a bowl made just for you. Welcome to Moe's.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, man, you are so dramatic.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad. Grandma
Walt Deptula Road Rage, where to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about Healthdare. Healthdare isn't a weight loss program per se. That's a side effect. You'll get the weight loss if that's what you're searching for. But Healthdare is a cellular health company. Your cells dehydrate over time. What people don't realize is that if you're overweight, your body internally is being suffocated. You have this nasty, yellowy, visceral fat inside you that clings to your internal organs. And it's killing you from the inside out. And this is why you wind up with blood pressure issues and diabetes issues and CPAP machines and gout and all these other medical conditions. You sign up for Healthdare's 90-day challenge. You get a nutritionist instantly. It will be there for you at all hours of the day. And in as little as 30 days, you'll be on your way to getting off of these medicines for all these various ailments that you're suffering with. You can change your life from the inside out. You can get well again. And as a side benefit, you'll lose weight. That's the Healthdare challenge. You want to take your life back? That's what Healthdare offers you. So take advantage of it. Call them today, 1-877-432-7363, 1-877-432-7363, or go to idaregreenville.com, idaregreenville.com. Either way, tell them we sent you. It's the way this deal works. You'll thank me later. To the Northland Communication phone lines, it's Hiram and Steve. Hiram, oh, I did it, Ramona. I hadn't done it in months. Hiram, get back in.
Back.
Hiram, get back in. I apologize. I'm a little bit out of sorts from something that happened early today. Call back, Hiram. My bad. I hadn't done that in months, Ramon. I hadn't done the instant caller disconnect. Hiram,
no,
Hiram, I'm waiting on you. You get back in, Hiram. I'll put you right up. I apologize. That's a host error. In the meantime, Steve in Greenville. Steve, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
Good, Steve.
Just wanted to check in with you for a second or two about Georgia Tech.
Yep.
They obviously got the offense going this weekend, did a great job in that respect. At the same time, there was 100 points scored in that game, and Louisville changed quarterbacks, yet was fighting at the very end, and I thought I would certainly to have seen Georgia Tech play a better defensive game. Just wanted to know what your thoughts and comments are.
Well, you know, I think you have to realize that a lot of Louisville's points came in garbage time when Georgia Tech was playing third string guys. A lot of their yards and points came when the game was over. I mean, it was sort of a blowout all along. I mean, Louisville never showed any ability to stop anything Georgia Tech was doing. I mean, Georgia Tech rushed for, 530 yards or something like that? 540?
I think so.
Whatever it was. I mean, and never even showed any inclination to pass the ball at all. It was like, I think that that the offensive line elements are getting healthy. You know, that you have a new defensive staff with Nate Woody there, and I think they're getting more accustomed and familiar with what he wants to do, and I think they're getting better. I mean, that's the nature of a season. I mean, you know, this week will be a challenge because Duke is really good defensively. They're really familiar with Georgia Tech. They're going to put a lot of guys in the box. They're going to try and take away the run. I think you may actually see Georgia Tech hurt Duke through the air. I think Georgia Tech's going to beat Duke, and I actually think they're going to go on to win the rest of their games in that division. I think they'll beat Miami at home. I think they're getting better, and they look a little more like the team I expected to see. And the truth is, if you really look at what they've done, the only game that they were out of that they were not going to win was Clemson. Those other two games, they should have won. So, you know, I think that you're seeing improvement. Granted, the competition isn't great, but, you know, look, they scored 17 out of 18 possessions in those last two games, and including the Louisville game, and 16 of them were touchdowns. Well, look, I don't care if you're doing that against air. That's pretty good.
Thank you, Walt. I appreciate it. That's a nice rundown. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I think they're getting better, and I don't think that's going to spell particularly good news for the other teams in their division. I thought they were the best team going in, and I still do. I mean, look, I watched Miami play against Florida State this weekend. I really thought Florida State could win that game. I said so on Friday. We gave out Florida State as a pick plus the 13.5. You know, we actually hit some of those upsets on Friday that we projected. Which is a good thing because anything in the Carolina Lions bank contest did pretty good against the spread. We'll get to that later. Let me get to Hiram, who I apologize I hung up on inadvertently. Hiram, I appreciate you getting back in. I apologize.
How are you?
Good.
I was calling, first of all, to tell you that I've been listening to you. And you usually come down right out of social
Hiram,
issues. Yes.
We have a bad connection or something because I can scarcely hear you. Could you try that again?
Is this any better?
That's much better.
Okay. I put you on speakerphone.
Okay.
I was saying I've been listening to you for years and years and years, and you usually come down on the right side of issues, whether it be social, cultural, or just sports. And I just wanted to tell you that I've always admired that in you.
Very kind.
And
of you.
I know you don't want to talk about the Kelly Trevor thing that was going on, but you said one thing early that you knew who Clemson's leader was, and that was Etienne, and that proved to be true. And Clemson has the kind of talent that I don't know who can deal with them. And their pipeline is getting larger and larger, so I don't know what the future holds for other teams that will have to play Clemson, because they are strong and they're going to get much stronger. And when you watch the display between the two Clemson players on TV last night, if you're a high school player who wants to go somewhere, you're going to look hard at Clemson. So I think that that game last night was sort of a recruiting victory for Clemson as well. And that was all I wanted to say. Yeah. You can take it off from there.
You're 100% right. Thank you, Hiram. Good job. Yep. Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. I mean, I think that clearly it was a recruiting victory, and I think as you see with all the players that Clemson's placed in the National Football League, the funding in the next level, it's all good for business. The recruiting at Clemson has never been better, and as I indicated earlier, that it's this almost insane level of talent that Clemson has. It's remarkable. I'll get to that in a little bit. Let me get to Georgia Clay. Clay, how are you?
What's going on, Walt? How are you
doing? Hey, Clay, good. Appreciate you getting back in.
Yes, sir. I just kind of wanted to talk to you going into this weekend, our first real test, I believe, facing LSU. Where do you kind of see this team right now? I kind of feel like our offense is one of those that when we have to do something, we're kind of put with our back against the wall, and we have to go score points, or we have to throw the ball, or we have to run the ball. I believe we can do it. I don't think we've really shown everything that we've got. I don't think we've really been out, you know, trying to just blow these teams out of the water. Defensively, I've been kind of worried. Seems like we give up a lot of yards in the run game, but I actually saw a stat today that we're actually giving up less yards on an average than Alabama in run and pass defense. So maybe I'm worrying for nothing. I just kind of wanted to just hear your take on kind of where the dogs are at this part of the year and going into this weekend.
Well, you know, Clay, I don't think you've been as explosive offensively as I would have expected you to be. I don't think the run game has been as good as I would have expected it to be. And I still think there are questions about the defense, and I don't know that Georgia's been thoroughly tested yet in that regard. Make no mistake about it, it's still an elite football team. I mean, it's an elite football team, and the question is just how elite. And, you know, I think LSU will be a good test of that because, you know, I realize LSU lost the game at Florida, but, again, this is a road game. I think LSU is a physical team that is going to challenge you defensively and generate just enough offense through their ability to run the ball and through Burrow's play until this weekend hadn't turned it over, and maybe some of those tip stats came back to haunt them this weekend. But look, I expect that to be a competitive football game. I don't think that's going to be easy for either side, and I think we'll learn a little bit more about Georgia in that game. I mean, You know, you appear to have more offense than LSU, but, you know, when LSU's playing in the right environment, their defense can turn into offense.
Yeah, I kind of look at this team offensively. I kind of see them the same way I did last year. They're, like, last year we did a lot of the dinking and dunk throughout the season and just kind of getting, you know, just kind of doing what we had to do to win until we got to the end of the season when we played Oklahoma and then into the championship. It started with the Auburn game and the SEC championship and then the Oklahoma game and then into Alabama where Prom started, you know, actually throwing the ball downfield and we started getting those big plays. And I kind of feel like the offensively we're going to kind of be the same way this year. We're not really doing it just because we don't have to. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not saying that I believe that when we have to, we're going to be able to do it, but I believe that we're just kind of not doing it because we don't have to yet. We're able to win these games by throwing the little 5 and 10 yard passes, and we're not having to get the ball down the field. Now, the running game, I'm not real sure. I know we've had some injuries on the offensive line, and I think that's kind of affected our running game a little bit. But I'm a little nervous going into this weekend, to be honest with you. This will be the first, you know, big test, and it's a road game, and it's going to be a good one, I think. But I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Clay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that game. I anticipate an LSU type of football game. You know, I anticipate a lower scoring game. I don't think Georgia's going to go into that building and just put up offensive numbers at will against LSU. I think it's going to be a 24-20 type of game, that type of game. I don't think it's going to be easy. I've seen some people already sending me scores saying Georgia 37-14, that type of stuff. I don't think so. I don't think anyone's beating LSU like that. I think you may be able to beat LSU because LSU is still an offensively challenged football team. And I think Saturday was ample demonstration of that once again. Justin, you're going to be first up as soon as we get back. I don't want to start you now. And by the way, Paul on Twitter, I want to talk about the same thing Justin does. It's Gator Justin, and we'll talk with Justin as soon as we return. Before we go to break, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than travelers rest. You know, I was up there last Friday, and it's just an unbelievable place. I mean, the deals that George Coleman Ford offers you, the last several weeks, they've presented us with these insane offers just for our listeners while we're there. I mean, just incredible. But cars cost less than Travelers Rest. That's a fact. There are never any dealer fees or document fees, service fees, and Travelers Rest. Who else gives you that? Nobody. These are the kind of people you want to do business with. That's why they've been such an incredible success for 90 years. Go read all the reviews on Google, Yelp. People talk about how they were treated, how special they were made to feel. That's George Coleman Ford. George Coleman Ford, cars cost less than Travelers West. They've been doing it the right way for 90 years, and they'll be doing it the right way for another 90 years. Go see them. You'll thank me later. Justin, as soon as we get back, Walt Tipula, Road Rage. By the way, I was asked about Trey Lamar. Trey Lamar is playing incredible football, and his overall athleticism is allowing him to be utilized as a blitzer, and he is a big-time problem for opposing teams. He's becoming the player that people thought he might be when he was recruited. Walt Tipula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Wahala at Daniel. Pre-game begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Head to Bojangles for Chicken Supreme snack for just $3.99.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now, Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, where to be CCP, 105.5, where we are back. Ed on Twitter writes, Walt, what the hell is wrong with the Falcons' defense? Well, I mean, again, they've had a ton of injuries on that side of the ball, and key injuries. They've lost vital parts of that defensive scheme. And that, you know, they've lost some depth in secondary, and then, you know, they're playing man coverage against Pittsburgh. You know, you've got to mix it up more than that. I mean, I don't know. The Falcons, honestly, the Falcons season ended yesterday. I mean, it did. It ended. I mean, that was like a loser goes home game. You know, when that game was close in the first half, it was like 13-10, and Roethlisberger screwed up right at the end of the half, throwing an incredibly stupid Roethlisberger-type interception. And so I almost thought at that point, well, you know, the Falcons will probably still take care of business in this game. Second half, all Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh defense looked like it's supposed to. Pittsburgh offense just torched them. And the Falcons season's over. I mean, it's insanity to me because, I mean, I thought they were a contender. I thought they were a team that would win 10, 11, 12 games. I mean, I thought they were almost a mortal lock. But then, look, here's the thing. This is a parity league. It's a salary cap league. And so the top is so close to the bottom that even two or three key injuries can change who you are and who you are in relation to the teams you have to play. And that's what's happened with Atlanta. Their margin of victory is not enough. Their margin of winning and success is not great enough that they can afford these losses defensively. And so now they're basically a bad team. You give them all those guys back, I think they're a 12-win football team. But it's fundamentally over now. Kirk asked, did you talk about Tua yet? 10 completions for 330 yards. No, I'm going to get to Tua in a little bit. Stay tuned, because what you're watching is historic as far as he's concerned. Justin, your Gators have turned it around, Justin.
And before we talk about the Gators, though, how about the Chains coming back from 28 down to beat the Book Bags?
Yeah, that's right.
What is that?
That's right. The turnover Chains beat Dora the Explorer. Is that what that's what they were calling it on TV? Yeah, you're 100% right. Well, you know, listen, if you're going into a street fight, you better ought to be armed with a chain than a book bag.
The chain hands down over the book bag any day of the week.
But you know, it's funny because Florida State really dominated that game, and you know, that double pass that was called back, that would have won the football game. I'm still not sure about that call.
I think neither team is really that good, in my personal opinion.
Oh, that's right.
Not that my Gators are great.
Yeah. Well, you might be great compared to those two.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You were talking earlier about LSU being a physical football team. I feel like for 60 minutes of football, Florida went out there and was more physical than LSU.
Yeah, I agree with that,
Justin. The game ball Saturday should go to Todd Grantham. He called a perfect game on defense.
Yeah, I agree with that. You got a lot of pressure off the edge. And I was surprised that you were actually able to run that clock out essentially at the end of that game. I thought there was no way you'd move LSU. They knew it was coming and you did. So you're 100% right. As physical as LSU is, at least by reputation, Florida might have been the more physical team playing at home against LSU. It's a good win. I mean, I thought at one point it might be getting away from you, but the one thing that
did impress me, our defense has been good. You know, we've had our struggles on offense. The defense over the years has always been there, but at times we've been too aggressive. We'd have four guys 5 yards deep in the backfield, but by the time they got there, the quarterback's taking off and going straight up the middle of the field. But it was like Grantham dialed it back at the right times. First and second down, put them in a passing situation and just turned the defensive ends loose on Burrow, and he didn't know what to do.
Well, and again, they had
wide receivers running wide open down the field, and Burrow just couldn't make the throw.
Yeah, and he made the late mistake. But, you know, look, fundamentally, what LSU is – In terms of league play against similar teams, they're exactly what you saw. And you are in a way, too. In other words, LSU is the definition of a team that's going to score 20 points and is going to hold their opponents to like 20 points. That's who they are. You know, they're like a 20-20 team. And that's what you saw in that game. And Florida's sort of like a 2020 team at this point against like opponents. And so you wound up with a really close game that probably could have gone either way, and that the Gators made a few more plays.
I thought on that first drive of the second half when we come out and just drove the ball down the field, I was like, okay, we're going to bust this thing open. And then Felipe threw the pick. And, man, yep. Until we got that pick six in the fourth quarter, I was on pins and needles just hoping. But I will give Dan Mullen, over the past few years, when Florida has gotten behind, they've had a tendency to want to give up. So far, the past two games, Mississippi State and LSU, we've gotten behind, not by much, but the guys, man, they've kept fighting, and we've come away with two wins. And I'm still not overly impressed, but we're playing good football, man. I'm ready to go play.
Dan Mullen will take a victory over a ranked team anytime he can get it because he has an NCAA worst record amongst coaches with 10 decisions or more. He was 4-30 going into that one on Saturday. And so he is happy to have eked out a win against a ranked team. Now he improved his record to 5-30 against ranked opponents.
We got him some medicine to get rid of that Mark Richt disorder he was going through. But I'm going to leave you with this, and I'll take this off the air. My Red Sox, we gave one away in the two at home, and I've never been a David Price guy. Where do you see this series going?
When you say you gave one away, what do you mean? You gave one away by sending David Price to the Hill?
Oh, no. I'm not saying that at all. I personally, even when he was with the Rays, I've never really been a big fan of David Price.
Well, he's a disaster in postseason, and his ERA against the Yankees was like 50. So, I mean, it was no mystery that if you sent David Price to the Hill in game two, you were going to lose. But I'm just trying to understand when you say you gave one away.
Well, that's my question. If we send another pitcher out there other than David Price, I mean, if we can go up 2-0 at home, we only got to win one out of the next three. Well, now it's a three-game series, and the Yankees have home field advantage.
Here's the problem. I mean, what do you do with David Price? I mean, the guy pitches well for you in the regular season. And then what do? You get to the playoffs and say, well, David, we're not going to let you pitch in the playoffs because you suck in the playoffs. And you really suck against the Yankees.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah. I mean,
send him to the bullpen.
Yeah. Well, you know what I wrote on Twitter before game two is I said, well, you know, the Yankees are going to win game two because, you know, they get their best player back, David Price.
I can't argue with that at all, man. Maybe he needs to go play for the Yankees.
Maybe. It's that old.
Appreciate
that old you can't beat them, join them thing, I guess. I guess that applies there.
I guess.
It was a incredibly interesting weekend in college football. You know, college football is amazing. You see things every week that you've never seen before. That some of them that are just impossible. Like, let me give you an example. One of the things I saw this weekend. You watch one of the late games. Arizona is playing Cal, right? And, oh, by the way, McElwain is quarterbacking for Cal. You remember Brandon McElwain, South Carolina fans? He threw for 300 yards and he rushed for over 100. He's the leading rushing quarterback in the Pac-12. I mean, he's incredibly dynamic with his legs. He turned it over a couple times that hurt him. But towards the latter part of that game, California is winning. I want to say the score was 14-10. I think it was 14-10. And Cal is winning and they're driving. They're at the 35-yard line of Arizona. And McElwain throws a pass that gets tipped. It gets tipped, and it gets intercepted. Schuler intercepts the ball down around the 20-yard line. And he starts returning it. And for a moment, it looks like Schuler may lumber to the end zone. He crosses midfield. He gets to about the 40-yard line. He's starting to run out of gas. And a California receiver comes from behind him and pops the ball out of his hand. And when I say pops the ball, I mean this ball went skyward. It was a full swing coming from behind, and that ball flew out of his hands. I mean, it must have gone, I don't know, at least 10 yards in the air and continued in the direction down the field. A football is an oddly shaped object. It almost never hits the ground and does anything you would expect it to do. Once it hits the ground, all bets are off because it's almost impossible for that ball, shaped as it is, to do anything that you would expect. This ball that gets popped out not only goes 10 yards up in the air, it goes 10 yards further down the field. It hits the ground and it pops up with a perfect spin and rotation. You couldn't find an NFL quarterback who could throw a better spiral than this ball. This ball hit the ground. It's perpendicular to the field. All right. So in other words, it's end to end. The ball is across the field, but it hits the ground and it bounds 6 feet up in the air after it hits the ground with a perfect, like, quarterback, like a Brady thrown spin on the ball. And it goes right to an Arizona defender who's sprinting down the field, an Arizona cornerback. It was Hurd. It went to Hurd, who was following the play, sprinting down the field, and he just catches it in perfect rhythm and runs to the end zone. Touchdown, Arizona. And they go from trailing 14-10 to leading 17-14, and that all happened on one play. And that could never happen again. That play could never happen again in a million years. Every element of that play.
So it got popped up out of the guy's arms.
First.
Went up in the air and then hit the field and bounced up again and then landed in the arms of another player.
Bounced up with a perfect spin on the ball that you couldn't replicate in a million bounces of a football. I mean, it was like a machine had dictated the bounce. And the way the ball spun perfectly coming off of the bounce. And so it started with a McElwain throw down the middle. It was deflected. It went to Schooler, who ran it back like 40 yards before a Cal receiver popped it out of his hands, 10 yards up in the air, 10 yards further down the field. It hits the field with a perfect rotation, and then Hurd catches it out of the air and runs it the rest of the way for the touchdown. None of that could ever happen again, and yet it happened this weekend. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.